Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Nidah Lamed Aleph. We begin five lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanan, back to the topic describing the development of the fetus. Tanu Rabbanan, Shloisha Chadosh Marishayim. The first 3 months, the first trimester. Vlad Dor B'Modar Atachtayim. The Vlad resides in the lower realm of the Isha. Emtsayim, the mid-term, he rises up. Vlad Dor B'Modar Elyon. So the middle 3 months, he goes up to the next level. Achroinim, the final 3 months. Vlad Dor B'Modar Elyon. He goes up to the third story, to the highest of the three. Okay, so he starts on bottom and makes his way up. V'kivan she'igia z'man ha'lotzis. Now, when it comes time to forebirth, mishapech v'yotze. So there's a flip. He shifts from head being on top over to the head on bottom. This way he comes out head first. V'zehu chevle isha. That explains the hardship of the isha, the birth pang that she experiences because of the flipping over of the vlad on his way out. V'ainu desnan. That also explains the following statement. Desanyo chevle shel nekevam rubin mishel zachar. The birth pangs of the birth of a nekeva are more significant and then by a boy, and the Gemara will explain that in a minute, because by her it's a double flip. It's a vertical flip, so the head has to come down to the bottom, and also there's a side shift as well, sort of a horizontal shift, so that she's face up. So the Zachar is face down, the Nekeva is face up. The Chazon Ish points out that we don't really have that nowadays. He says, apparently, the nature has changed. Nishtanu Ativim. By us, there's no differentiation between the boy and the girl in the way they come out, but the time way back of the Gemara, it was so, and that explains the more significant Chevle Leida by the Nekeva, because of all the shifting that goes on. V'amar B'Lazar, Mikra, let me show you a pasuk describing the formation, the location where the Vlad is formed initially, all the way on the bottom. Asher Seisi Ba'Seisi Rukamti, I was formed. That's the initial formation process. Tachtias, or it's down on bottom. Darti lo nemar, rather than saying darti instead of rukamti, which would indicate, living, dwelling, it says el rukamti, referring to the initial stages of formation, which takes place in the lowest abodes. Ask the Gemara, so why is it in fact more difficult by the Nekeva's birth? Maishno Chevle Nekeva. Merubin, why is it more than Mishel Zachar? The answer is because she will come out face up. So it requires a double shift as opposed to the boy, which is only a single shift. Ze bok derech tashmishoi. So there's a gerus zuba'ah derech tashmishoi, referring to the Nekeva. She emerges in the same posture as when she is mating with her husband, in which case face is up. V'zed bo, derech tashmishoi, and by him, it's face down. Zu efechas panhel, and therefore necessitates, as she flips her over as well, to get face up. V'zed ein hoifech panhel, as opposed to the zachar, it doesn't require that additional flip, and therefore it's only a single flip, from head on top, to the head on bottom, so that he comes out head first. Tan rabban. The first 3 months of pregnancy, tashmish, interaction with her husband is difficult because the area is tight. Kasha leisha, gam kasha levlad, difficult for the woman and for the vlad inside. Emtsayim, the middle 3 months of pregnancy, it improves a bit. Kasha leisha, a little difficult for the isha because of the tightness. Yafal levlad, but the vlad is a bit out of the way, so for him it's actually achroinim, the last 3 months. Yafal leisha, yafal levlad. It's good for the isha and for the vlad. In fact, not only is it not detrimental, it's actually beneficial for the unborn. Through these experiences, nimtza vlad meluban mazura, the zera will meluban, will cleanse him. So it actually has a cleansing effect, meluban, and his mazura, strengthening effect on the unborn child. Tana, we learned in the Braisa. One has to take care to refrain on day 90, which is exactly third way through the pregnancy. Tana, Meshamish, Tussle Yim Shetishim, a person interacts with his wife on day 90 of the pregnancy, Kilu Shefach Damim is tantamount to termination of life, because it can endanger the offspring. Menayada asked the Gemara, how is it feasible, how is it possible to calculate things so perfectly? Elam Rabbaye, there is really no way, and therefore we just proceed Meshamish V'Hoylech, and we have the well-known rule that Hashem guards the innocent. V'shoymer pesoyim Hashem. The Parshan points out, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein points out, that according to Abaye, he's disagreeing with the Braisa, since most likely he can't really pinpoint the day 90, so evidently we just sort of disregard this whole concern. Even if a person does have that confirmed, he knows exactly where he's holding, Shoymer pesoyim Hashem will guard him. Tanu Rabbanan. Shloisha shutafen yesh ba'adam. A person is comprised of contribution by three partners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives him the actual life. Va'av ve'imoy, and the father's and mother's contributions. Of course, ultimately it's all from Hashem, but it's channeled by the way, right, of the mother and father. So what does each one contribute to the eventual of Lot? Aviv, the father, Mazriah HaLoipen, contributes the white, that's his Zera, which generate all the light-colored elements within the person. Shemimena, from which forms the Atzamis, the bones, the Gidim, the sinews, the Tzavarnayim, and the nails, the Moich Shabaroshay, and the brain matter in his head. The Lemish Shabayin, the white of his eye, Imoy. Mother contributes the dark part, the red and dark parts, Mazras Oidim. She expresses her redness, her blood, that's the part of the mother. Shemimen, from which grows the oyer, ubasor, usa arois, the skin, the flesh, the hair, vishachashabayin, and the black within the eye. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pumps the life into everything, gives it its function. Nesan by vruach, unishama, the cluster panim, and the facial feature, v'riyasa ayin, the ability to see, shmeyasa oizen, to hear, the repet, to speak, v'lacharaglayim, to walk, ubina v'haskil, and understanding. V'kima shigez manu lipatam noilam, after 120 comes time to leave the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu netil chalkoi, Hashem pulls out his part, the life force of this person, and everything else is now obsolete. V'chelek ave v'imoy, the part of mother and father, Mariach Lefneim, he leaves before them lifeless. Amar Papa, interesting marshal to this, Hainadam Inchi, this fits with the common colloquial, Paitz Milcha. So we have this heavily preserved, you know, with salt, this piece of meat preserved with salt, Paitz Milcha. As soon as you shake out the salt, the meat is going to spoil. V'shadi bisra l'kava, may as well throw the meat to the dog. It's only fit for a dog. Correspondingly, the goof of a person is only valued, is only special when Hashem's contribution, so to speak, is inherent, is alive, is present. Dorash Rav Chilin Amar Pav Mayachsev. How are we meant to explain the pasuk Oyse Gedolos Adin Cheker, describing the magnitude of Hashem's greatness, of Hashem's abilities, Kaviyachol. Oyse Gedolos, Hashem does great feats, Adin Cheker, beyond our comprehension, and Neflois and wonders, Adin Mispar, beyond number. Bore, come take a close look, make a comparison to Hashem's creation and Lahavdil, are human beings, feeble creations. Bore, Shaloi Kimidah Kashbach Mizavdam. Hashem's conduct, Hashem's doings are so much greater than those of human beings. And we see that in the formation and development of a unborn fetus. Midas Basaradam. By people, if you want to store something, you have to make sure it's tied up in a bag, in a container, so it doesn't fall out and get lost. Nois and chevetz b'chem. Chevetz b'chem es tzurur. He puts his item into a chemes, a container tzurur, properly tied up and closed up, a peel, a mala, facing up, right? The opening is upwards, so that the thing doesn't slide out. Suffolk, and even then, you're not guaranteed. Maybe you'll stay in there, maybe not. Suffolk mishtamr. Suffolk mishtamr. Baruch Hashem. Hashem designs the uber inside the mother with three differences. First of all, psucha, it's not tied up, it's open. Pilamata, opening is facing down. Umishtama, and still it's safe and sound, guarded until the very end. Davar acher, another analogy. Adam neisen chafatzel l'kap maznayim. A fellow puts his items into the basket of a scale. Right? So basically he's weighing something. The more you put into that scale, the more it sinks. Kol hazman shemachbed, the heavier it gets, you're lamata. It sinks lower. We look at the Shebaruch Hu, but by Hashem. And he forms the vlad, we learned before. The more developed, the higher up it rises. We look at the Shebaruch Hu, kol hazman shemachbed, the vlad oyel lamala, rises up, 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 to give it more space, give it more room. And that's an interesting, it's a wonderful thing. You have something heavier and heavier, and it just gets higher and rises higher and higher. Torah Shabbos Eglit. My Dechsev. What about a pasuk in Tehillim? Oitcha, I will express my gratitude to you, Hashem. Oitcha, al ki neirois niflesi. Nifloim asecha v'nafshi yodas moid. This is again a tefillah expression, of course, a type of appreciation to Hashem, relating to the formation and designing of a human being. Once again, a comparison. Boyrei, come take a close look and compare. Shaloi kibin tashakosh bochot midas v'smerdom. Hashem's doing is so much greater than what a human can accomplish. Look, a farmer, right? Midas v'smerdom. A person takes his seeds to the farm. He's got the tomato seeds. He's got potatoes. Adam noisens are running by Baruch. Takes them out to the patch out there. So the tomato seeds will generate a tomato patch. The cucumbers, cucumber. Right, each one separate and distinct. Each one will develop in its own way, separate and distinct, without any correlation between the various types. If you look at the Shebaruch Hu by Hashem, he takes an element of the ish, element of the isha, and he fuses them, combines them, and forms this most intricate, beautiful, complicated, technologically advanced item called a human being. Hashem designs the uber in the mother, using all these components, merging them together to create this joint entity. They all develop into one human being, a different aspect of this correlation. Just the opposite. So Hashem is creating this one entity called a human being who still has separate and distinct limbs. The flesh from the woman, the bones from the man, and all working together smoothly, in unison, as a complete human being. Dover Acher. Saba. So this paint maker, Noisin Saman El Yar, throws in the ingredients, paint ingredients, into the vat. So despite the numerous ingredients present, it all sort of fuses into one single mishmash, one product, where the separate ingredients are no longer distinct and discernible, right? Kulon oilun tzeva echad, they all end up in one color. V'ilok lesh baruchu, by Hashem, despite the fact that he's creating the single entity, it still maintains within it all those unique and distinct elements, each one with its own distinct character. Every single element within that develops on its own, creating all the various elements and limbs that comprise a human being. We have another pasuk which has a similar expression. Hashem, I will express gratitude to you for expressing anger with me, which is a surprising statement. Why would you do that? Be Yashu, Yoshev Abchon Usnachameni, when your anger subsides, you will console me. Meaning I will finally discover the meaning, the value, the positive effect of you punishing me, Chas V'Shalom. So let's have an example of what the pasuk is referring to, that a person only appreciates later the hardship that he had before. B'shnei b'nei adam, you have two people embarking on a business trip to China, right? Shiyotzu l'schir. One fellow got a flat tire on the way to the airport. He missed the plane. Many stories like that, right? Yashav l'koyitz l'echad man. One fellow lands with a koyitz, a thorn in his foot, and he can't walk. He's stuck. He can't make it to the port to catch his ship on time. Hischol mecharef megadav. He's so upset. He starts chas v'shalom cursing, expressing anger, which turned out to be a blessing in disguise. A while later, Shama Shetovash Nasa Yishal Chaver B'yam. So his friend made it. He's all envious of him. And it turns out that ship sunk. So now he has an abrupt change of perspective and of attitude. Now he expresses thanks to Hashem. Hischel Moidim Shabeach. Kach Nemar. That's what the pasuk means. Yoshev Apch, when the anger subsides, when I start smoke clears, and I see things the way what it really is, usanachameni, I realize it's a consolation, it's really for my good. V'ainu, tamru lazer, corresponding to Rabbi Lazer's statement, ma'idachsiv, what does the pasuk mean? Oisag niflois, levade, Hashem conducts, niflois, levade, on his own. V'vorach Hashem kved lo'ilam, what does that mean, levade? Doesn't he do it with us? Yeah, but you haven't realized. Afilu v'alaneis, many times the individual who had himself experienced that miracle, unbeknownst to him, Eina Makabinisi has no clue that it happened to him. And that's what the pasuk means, Oysin Aflois Levadai. At times Hashem does wonderful things with us without us even realizing, now or ever. Darish Rabbi Chanina Barpa, Maidachsev. We have another pasuk in Tehillim Kuflot Lametes, a beautiful parak, by the way. One of the most beautiful, I think Eben Ezra says, one of the most beautiful prakim in Tehillim, describing the making of a human being and just the whole process and the wonderment of it all. Aruchi v'rivi zerisa, chodracha is kanta. So it's a direct conversation with Hashem. Aruchi, my ways, v'rivi, Rashi says, these are relating to the interaction between the Isha and the Isha. The Aruch, the revia, right? Zerisa. Zerisa means you've chosen, you've winnowed, you've picked out the best. Use that to create me. Chol Racha Iskanta. Malamed, we learn from here. Shalei Netzir Adam and Kol Atipa. A human is not created from the entire droplet of Zera. Elman Abar Shabbat, rather from the purest part. Tana Devi Shmuel. Mashal Adam Shazer Beis Agronis. A mashal to a farmer winnowing his grain out in the granary. So he tosses up a whole, hole full of material. But the chaff gets blown away and he gets... He extracts the best part. Noitlas ha'echla takes the food part of maniach subsess and leaves the chaff. Kedrabi avo, derabo rami. He had a contradiction. Ksiv at tazrei nichael, ksiv at hokel ha'me'azrei nichael. The Bar Melech speaks about Hashem giving him, right, tazreini without an olive and me'azreini with an olive. So which way is it? Omar David, Hashem was addressed by David. Omar David of Nekash Baruch, Ben Shalem. Zeiri Sani, you've winnowed me, right? That's the first pasuk without the aleph, like Zeira. You've chosen, you've picked the best. Vizeiras Tani, that's the second pasuk with the aleph. Hama Azreni, you've strengthened me, you've given me strength and power by choosing the best and most perfect to make me. Dara Shabiyevo, Maidachsiv. I have a pasuk by Bilam, Mi Mono Afar Yaakov, Umispas Reve Ben Yisrael. What was that talking about? Malamed. We learn Shabbat Shabbat Yoshev v'Sefer es Revi Yisem Shal Yisrael. As she says, Yisem is the Einas Tashmishon. Hashem is awaiting the interaction in the families of Yisrael. What's Hashem waiting for? He's eagerly kaviyachol anticipating the arrival of the zero which will form a tzaddik. Masai Tavi, when will it already come? The Tipo Shat Tzadik, Noitzim Himena, from which the Tzadik is created. Even though this was Bilam speaking, he was he had an attitude. He frowned upon this phenomenon that Hashem sort of is paying attention, is focusing on these matters, he couldn't comprehend it. You know, by a guy, it's either obstinance, which is in their minds holiness, versus indulgence, which is just the opposite. By us, there's something in the middle. We take an element of other things and we elevate them. So he had no clue. By him, it was either or, and he couldn't comprehend that Hashem was involved in these matters. While davar nismis enishal bilma rasha, because of this, his eye was blinded. He lost sight in his eye. So Bereshit explained he had short-sightedness. He couldn't understand the depth of this whole concept. Okay, so he got punished. He got missing an eye. Omar, because he said, look, Mishu Tor, he was like sort of speaking disrespectfully about Hashem, who's Tor, Kodesh, Mishorsam, his servants, his Malachim. It's an environment of purity. Toir Makdosh Miyad, Sitzbid Avazay, should be peering at these things. Miyad. So, because of this the sin of relating to Hashem in this disrespectful way, Miyad Nismas Einoi, he got blinded in an eye. Chsiv Numa Gever Suma Ein, referring to himself as a man with just one seeing eye. Apparently, the other one was out of business. Vahainu Domer Biechan, my Chsiv, we find elsewhere, Biechan points to a pasuk where we find that Hashem orchestrated the arrival of a tzaddik. Vayishkav ima b'laylahu. So Yaakov Avinu, instead of going elsewhere, he went to, he veered over to Leah's tent. And the pasuk speaks about who. Who's who? It's Hashem. Hashem orchestrated this in order to hasten, the arrival of Yisachar. Malamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu siyei b'simayis. Hashem had a part in this, orchestrating this event. Shenamar, as we find, Yisachar chomer garim. Yisachar was brought about by the chamor. What is the chamor? He was goyrim. Chamor goyrim loy li Yisachar. The chamor, meaning the donkey, which veered, Hashem veered it over to Leah's tent that night. That brought about the arrival of Yisachar. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yah. We had this the other day. Isha mazras tchila. So at times there are zacharim born, at times nekevos, but there is a biological process which can influence the arrival of Zachar or Nekeva. So Isha Mazras Tchila, that is Zachar. If in their interaction the Isha expresses herself hormonally first, that will generate a Zachar. Isha Mazras Tchila, that is Nekeva. And of course it's not absolute, but the scientists actually have an explanation that somehow it manipulates the acidity level of the area and somehow the male elements have more chance of thriving and being successful in this particular environment, as opposed to Ishma Zriya Tchila, if it's a man who's on the scene first, you let us Nekeva, that generates a Nekeva Shinema. We have a pasuk for this. Isha Kisa Zriya, if she's the one contributing first, V'yalda Ezach Tanrapala. Peri Shaina. So back in the day, they would say, in fact, Ishma Zriya Tchila, you let us Zachar. But we haven't had a clear source. Chacham did not provide a clear source for this phenomenon. Actually, the Marsha points out, didn't we just have a pasuk? Isha kisash revealed a zohar. So he explains, he says that it's needed for another halacha. In any case, here comes another source for this phenomenon. Came along, and he pointed to a pasuk that correlates the boys in the family to the mother and the girls to the father. Elo b'nei Leah, so the sons of Leah, asher yalda liyakov, padan aram. So here we have the Bnei Leah, the boys relating to their mother. Of course, she was the primary facilitator of their arrival. On the other hand, there is Dina Bitoy. When it comes to the daughter, Dina, it's Bitoy, relates to the father, Yaakov Avinu. Tala, we have a link in the Pasuk. Tala Aschorim Bnei Kevoi. So Nekevoi, Nekevoi is a link B'schorim. Vayu Bnei Ulaim. These men of power who will generate sons and grandsons. Now, how could a person claim to have the ability to generate his offspring, or b'schar, there's a gersa. Rather, it just means that they made the efforts. They did the right thing in the eyes of Hashem to earn them boys, and by extension, grandboys, grandsons. Assuming that they're sons, carries over their behavior, carries over to their sons, and they behave likewise, which in turn will generate their grandsons. So what did they do? El mitoich, el b'schar, and the merits that they were shemash and asma bebet, and they would express immense discipline during their interaction. Babaton on the stomach, they would hold back the zera to allow for the isha to contribute first. Kadesh yazriu nishasein tchila. What for? Shiyu b'neim zchar. They should be zeichet to have zachar. So since they made the effort, mala lein akos, the Torah regards it as their doing. Kilo hey mar ben banim ne banim. V'ainu d'amar av ketina, as Rav Ketina says, I can do it. Anybody can do it. Yechol ni lasis kol banei zacharim. I could make the effort so that all my offspring are zacharim. Amar Rava. Here's another tip. Reitz lasis kol banei zacharim. Person wants to accomplish that. Yivel v'yishne. Should interact twice when she says, because the second time around she's already in the mood and more likely to express herself first, which is likely to generate a zachar, at least from the second time. Now, in terms of timing, what's the most optimal time for conception? Ein isha misaberes, the isha will only become expectant ela samach levesta, only near the arrival of her period, where there's an increase in the hormonal, presence and the anticipation of the arriving period. Shenemar, as we find in the pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech is describing his making, hein ba'avon chalalti, I was formed ba'avon, in close proximity to the arrival of Dam, which is associated with refraining, right, with the Isra of Nida. Rabbi Yechim Amari says, actually, the most optimal time is Samoch Tvila, right after the Tvila, day after, or the following day, Shenemar, v'vechet, at the time of cleansing, chet is absence, right? The absence of tumah, yechamas, nimi, mother will warm, and that's when I would be formed. So these are the most optimal times. Tesis points out back on Daf Yud that although the Gemara says ein ishim esaberes ella, not to say that it can't happen otherwise, but these are most optimal opportunities. My mashma. So the pasuk relates to the time of his creation. My mashma, what do we find? That it relates to the time of tvila, the high chait, that the word of a chait, lishna de dechuyu, relates to cleansing. The chse we find also, v'chidis habayis. This is by the purification of the home from its nega. Umetargimina, we translate, v'yadak, he has beise, he will cleanse, he will be metar the house. So we see that chait, in this context, means to cleanse. Alternately, we have another source. Tachateinu be'ezav ha'heter. The Aron Melech turns to Hashem, cleanse me with the from my sins with the ezav, like the grass used to apply the paraduma waters to cleanse one of tuma. Ve'amar avitzel kamar biyam kiva shabah zacha ba'ilam. When the sun arrives, ba'shal ba'ilam brings along peace. Farshim explained, because a man is more inclined to be, easily appeased in a time of discord, as opposed to a woman who's less intellectual, makes for a more difficult appeasement process. So the zachar denotes an increase of shalem, shenema, shilchu kar. Kar is a gift, a gesture of giving. Moishel eretz, so you give the gift to the ruler. Zachar, so the word zachar, it's like an acronym of Zekar. He's like a gift, increase, who heralds an increase of peace. Likewise, in terms of livelihood, a zacha arrives, with his bank card. Bokik Rabiyadi brings along his loaf of bread, as denoted in the word Zachar. Zachar, Zekar, this has food, sustenance. We find that kar relates to a meal. V'yichra lehem kira, made for them a big gdela, a big festive meal. So he comes along with his parnasa, given to him by Hashem, but in a keva, she has to rely on others, on her father, while she's growing up in his house, or when she's married, her husband is a provider. And in fact, even if she earns money while she's unmarried, right, while she's in her father's home, it goes to the father, the young girl, right, her masi daim goes to the father. And, you know, when she's married, the masi daim goes to the husband. Because ultimately, he's the provider, he's the source of her livelihood as well. And the keva, eini maklum, she brings nothing along with her. And that's denoted in the word nekeva, like nekia, bo. She comes empty-handed, ad amar mezayin, until she begs, asks Hashem, le'yavilo. She asks for mezayinus. Until then, she doesn't get. And Marsha points out that even though, in terms of her mazal, in terms of her nature, she's dependent upon others, but not so if she davens. When you daven, you can change things radically. You can change your mazal. So she gets up and says, Hashem, please, she can be zeicha to earn her own channel of parnas. L'chsev nokvos chor chalei v'atein. We find a hint in the pasuk to this phenomenon. We have the Lavan speaking to Yavavino, please stipulate your pay for me to give. Nokvos chor chal, so the lashon nokvos, lashon nekeva. She has to get up and ask and stipulate through tefillah, she can earn it. Shalot Tamidov. So the students of Rabbi Shimon, who is known throughout Shas to be Dorish Tama Dekra, he would expound on the reasons behind halachis. He would seek to discover the timing of various things. So his Tamidim took the opportunity and asked him some questions regarding our topic. Shalot Tamidov is Rabbi Shimon Yichai. Mipnei ma, why is it the Torah says, I'm going to tell you, let this maybe a carbon. What's a new mother doing wrong? Why does she have to bring a carbon? Amalan, he says, look, there's a subtle deviance. Bishah, Shekharas Leilu, when she goes down to birth, Kefetzes, she tells Mishvas, and means that she expresses, Kefetzes, she expresses herself, Mishvas, with a Shua, no more. She's like, Zog Labaila, no more with my husband. Too difficult. And of course, later on, she regrets. Lefichach Amr Torah Tavi Karban. Hence, she must bring a carbon for violating her own oath. Maskel Rav Yosef, a question. How is this aligned with the standard carbon addressing a false oath? First of all, a couple of things. First of all, you bring a carbon for being over on a shvua only if it's b'shoigig. Here it's b'mezid. She's doing it intentionally. She's number two. You need an animal carbon, not a bird. She brings a bird. And number three, he says, why don't you just go to the local bezdin and regret, make a charota, taras nadarim? Why bother with a mask of the Rav Yosef? If it's literally a violation of an oath, b'mezidahi. Here it's different. She's doing it intentionally. She's not deserving of a carbon. B'charota tali milsa. Furthermore, just undo it by regretting it. Avoid furthermore, carbon shvo by suye. She's bringing a carbon, an animal carbon. And the Rashi explained that what he meant to say is that it's not literally a violation of an oath. It isn't necessarily something which she actually expressed verbally. It's just a sensation, a feeling of sorts. And she's sort of transgressing that sort of internal commitment, which triggers a carbon obligation. And a bird would suffice, because even by the carbon shvua, a person's unwealthy, brings a bird. So here as well, it's an obligation which is thrust on her husband. Right? She doesn't have her own. We spoke before, a woman is bereft of any of her own, you know, independent livelihood. So a bird will do it. Next question they asked him. We find a disparity in terms of the tumah count post-birth. By the Zohar, it's merely 7 days. By the Kibbutz, it's 14. Why? Could you please tell us the reason why Amr Torah Zohar L'Shiva? The Kibbutz, Arba Asar. By the Zohar, the Metumah end at 7, and the Kibbutz needs 14. The answer is Zohar, Shakol Smechem, by the Zohar, all are celebrating. a Zachar will grow up and do, you know, learn Torah, right? So he has a greater sort of role. So it triggers a greater celebration. Mischaretes l'shiva, so she gets over this this sort of shvur that she made. After already 7 days, she's already regretting it. She's okay, you know, not so bad. So at that point, the Yimei Tuma conclude as well. So the Yimei Tuma sort of correspond to this mistaken attitude of the Isha, which dissipates at seven. By Nekeva, it takes a bit longer to get over it. Shakoyel Atzevim, well, there's a lesser degree of celebration. Mischaret Labrosa takes her 14 days to get over it, which coincides with the culmination of the conclusion of the Yimei Tuma. Mischaret Labrosa. Next question. Why is the Bris Milah conducted on day 8? By the way, they bring the Medrash that the point was to have the baby experience a Shabbos, Kedushas HaShabbos, to get him, you know, into the mode to be ready for Bris Milah. We find a similar thing by the newborn animal. You can't be makrevit as a korban until, you know, after 7 days, until the, you know, for the same reason, the Medrash says, because it has to experience a Shabbos. But the question is still, why do you need 8 full days? As long as you go through a Shabbos, it doesn't have to be 8 full days. Even 7 days will get you through a Shabbos. So why specifically 8? So he says like this. Very interesting, novel response. He says, how long is she tummy after the birth of a Zohar? For 7 days. The Torah wants to have the Milah and the Milah celebration that accompanies it take place after the parents are back together. Shelo kulam smechem, we don't want everybody around them, all the guests, to be joyous and celebrating. But the parents, who are now compelled to refrain because of the Yimei Tuma, to be in a saddened state of affairs, and therefore Torah waits until she completes the Yimei Tuma. Now they're back together. Now everybody's fully joyous and celebrating. Of course, this was in the time of the Chazal, when the Yimei Tuma completed at day 7. Okay, Tanya Hora Me Oimer. Another question. Mipnei Ma Amra Torah Nida L'Shiva. Why is it that a Nida has to go through a 7-day stretch because of her Tuma? Why can't it just be, let's say, you know, one day Tuma? Mipnei, or no Tuma at all? Mipnei Shiragoba. The answer is because he is very familiar with her. The katzpa, and too much can trigger lack of interest. Amr Torah says, take a break to refresh things. Take to me, Shiva Yom, let her be tummy for 7 days. This way, when they resume, it's accompanied by the initial excitement, just like way back upon their marriage. Kadesh Tei Chaviva Malish, she should find favor in the eyes of her husband, Kishas, Kisas Lachupa, as per when they got married. So to retain that freshness, you have to undergo this on-off cycle, which gives them the opportunity to develop a relationship other than you know, this aspect, and refreshes things, keeps things on a high, as per way back when it all started. Shalu Talmida, Rabbi Distaib, Rabbi Yami. Hey, Ma. Interesting phenomenon we find. Big difference between the man and the woman. The man is looking for a shidduch. He's traveling, he's looking and seeking. The woman, not so much. Why is that? Hey, Ma, Ish, Mechazal, Isha. Why is the man seeking the Isha? Venisha. And we don't find that Isha is so involved in seeking a man. Mechazer is Alish. He says very simply, because she's his lost item. Right, Chava was created from a part of Adam Rishon's goof. So of course he's looking for his Aved, he's looking for his lost part. Mashallah, Adam Shavad Aved, like a person who lost his item. Mim Chazal, who's looking for who? The owner looking for his donkey, the donkey looking for the owner. Bal Aved, Mashal Vedas, of course the owner is looking for his animal. Why is it that when they're together, the man is facing down, the woman the opposite, Klapi Ish towards the Ish, corresponding to their source of creation? The man was created from the earth down below, she's facing the earth. The Isha was created from the man. Hence, her position. Zem makam shenivra, vizu, and the woman makam shenivra. Another question. Why is it that we find this distinct difference in nature? A man and woman are created equal. Different distinct natures, and we find that a man is more easily appeased. But a woman is not so easily appeased. The answer is, once again, it's contingent upon the material that they were created from. The man, from where he was created, Rashi says, the Adama, the Afar, the soil, the Techayach, you know, it's soft and pliable and more easygoing than a bone which the Isha was created from. Zem Mokam Shinivra, Vazu, but the woman, Mokam Shinivra, she was created from the bones which are, you know, harder. One last question. Mip Neimah, why is it so? Isha Koyla Arev, the woman has a sweeter voice. Veinish, but the man does not have Koyla Arev. The answer is, once again, Zem Mokam Shinivra, each one where he is created from. He was created from the earth, which Rashi says when you bang it, it doesn't have much of a sound. Zem Mokam Shinivra, as opposed to Vizu, the woman, Mokam Shinivra, where she was created from. The bones which clang and emanate sound. Shenemar, as we find in the Pasuk of Shiar Shirim, she prays that he praises the voice of the Isha. Okay, anybody think that it's all one personality? It's one Ish v'Isha. It's all one and the same. No, each one has its own distinct features, own distinct personality, and all corresponds to our respective origin. And the point is to share resources, to team up in a holy alliance to actualize our potential, realize our dreams, and arrive at our ultimate destination, completing our mission that Hashem had designed for us. Ish v'Isha shechida b'neim. Had melech ha'plas chatich, amen kein rotzin. So we have the various abodes where the vlad resides during his pregnancy, the lower, the mid area, and the upper area. We discussed the human being comprised of three contributors. We discussed the wonderment of the creation of a person. Hashem takes various components and fuses them together, leaving each one, each component, with its own distinctness, its own uniqueness, working together in unison in this miraculous entity called a human being. Hashem awaits and assists and orchestrates in the creation of a tzaddik. Spoke about the formula of being zeichet to zacharim. Spoke about the optimal time of ibur, the parnasa that a zachar brings, the tefillah of a nekeva, the reasons behind the karban, the reasons behind the differences in the time frames of the tumah of zachar and nekeva. We discussed the timing of the milah lishmoina and the whole idea of tumas nida and its objective. We discussed about the ish mechazer al achar isha, the pius, the ability to be nespayes, and the kikolach orev amarechnav. Okay, all the best to you, and atzlacha.